From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In February, we brought you the story of a long-lost book, its author, a one-book wonder who never wrote again, and the filmmaker who unraveled their story. The book was The Stones of Summer, a first novel by Dow Mossman, published in 1972 and hailed as the book of a generation, an explosion of talent. But the novel faded fast. It's been out of print for decades, and the novelist, Dow Mossman, disappeared from public view. Filmmaker Mark Moskowitz made a documentary called Stone Reader about his rediscovery of the book and his search for the reclusive author. Moskowitz finds him living alone in Iowa.
I don't know. I was a little stunned that it died that quick, to tell you the truth.
Well, that's what I think. That's what
probably
we're
took
go
me
talk
20
about.
Years to say that. Actually, and I wasn't let down about it. It's just the reality of it. You know what I mean? I got totally de-romanticized about writing as a career.
Back in February, filmmaker Mark Moskowitz told us it was his dream to get The Stones of Summer back into print, and now we have an update. That dream is being fulfilled.
Barnes & Noble is going to put the book back into print September, and it's just an amazing thing. It almost, you know, it's almost like I feel like I'm running in place now.
Dow Mossman, the movie that Mark Moskowitz made revealed that writing that novel destroyed you in a way. You talk about having acute anxiety for 10 years. You worked as a welder. You worked bundling newspapers. And now I understand you are actually writing again.
Yeah, I'm trying.
How's it going?
Pretty well. I finished 100 pages of short poems. I finished a short story, and I'm working on two books, sort of.
How do you explain what's gotten you writing again?
Well, actually, when my dad died, I had to take care of my mother, so I had time to read and sit in the porch. And actually, the first thing I wrote was about my dad, so that's actually what started it. Although, in a way, I never quit. I say in the movie, I always thought like a writer. Even with 30 years writer's block, I didn't consider myself entirely out of the game, in a way. I'll never have a career, but I want to get one more book done someday in the next 10 years, I hope.
Was there something about your new relationship with Mark Moskowitz that ignited that in some way?
Yeah, well, absolutely. After the Roger Ebert Film Festival, I actually wanted to face a typewriter for the first time in 30 years, and I snapped out all my short poems, and not entirely unhappy with them, which is pretty good for bipolar me so far. But
Dow, you know, you made a distinction to me that I thought was a pretty interesting one. That writing is different than composition, and that, you know, you can write for days or, you know, years or whatever, but composing a work is a different mindset, which I thought was an interesting observation.
Mark Moskowitz, how does it feel to know that Dow Mossman is writing again, and at least in part it sounds like it's due to your film?
I think it's exciting. I can't wait to see what he comes up with. I mean, the film is... You know, the film is out there still and in a lot of different cities. So what's fascinating about this whole process is that as the film goes on and Dow sort of comes alive during its actually theatrical time, it's almost like the story doesn't end. You know, we'll see what happens.
Dow, now that the book will be coming out again, reissued in the fall, are you at all worried that the book that was hailed as a holy book back in 1972
right.
by the New York Times might be viewed rather differently now? Maybe tastes have changed, might
sure.
not be seen so favorably.
Yeah, that's a definite drawback. I'm 60 now, though, you know. And thanks to Barnes & Noble, I'm not worried about it financially. So, yeah, I expect I may get savaged yet, but that's the way that goes, I guess.
You're okay with that?
Sure. That doesn't bother me at this point.
Do you think, Dow, that you want what you're writing now to be published?
No, that's always a question. At my age, it matters less than it did when I was young. One guy comments in a movie that the difference, if I had a difference, was my ambition, which was, I really think that's an insight. It's not something you can actually purchase. It's like a necessity. You can't purchase that either as a writer. That's grace. So, I can't say. On the time frame, I read a book two summers ago that said, that, you know, pointed out it took 800 years to put the Odyssey on paper. 800 years. So, I mean, that was the ancient time frame for books. So this is pretty quick if you look at it that way.
It's all relative, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, Dow Mossman and Mark Moskowitz, thanks very much for updating us on what's happened with The Stones of Summer.
All right, well, okay. Thank you, Melissa.
Dow Mossman's novel, The Stones of Summer, originally published in 1972, will be reissued in September. Mark Moskowitz's film about the book, Stone Reader, continues to play around the country.